VSU head coach Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver bench. And Tom, those face-off numbers that Biz just read were not very pleasant. That really dictates how you're able to get into any flow of the game, isn't it?
No, I just the bottom line is it forces you to defend. You got to defend right off the hop right there. So now you're defending with extended time right there. Then you're just getting off on a line change, so you can't get into a rhythm. There's no question. Pistons right on.
Well, and that was in the second period, Tom. I mean, the first period you guys played pretty well and had a face-off advantage lead, but it was really tilted in the second period. I mean, any way that you can try to explain that? I mean, it's face-off by face-off, but momentum. That was a big difference in that second period.
No, you know what? You're right. You know what? And that's maybe it's intensity based. Who knows? There's a lot of variables. We'll have to look on tape too, Brian.
You guys battled back. You led, then they tied it. Boom! You quick score. They tied it. Boom! You quick score. You got to like the way that you guys were responding after they scored tonight.
Yeah, we answered back, but the bottom line was I don't like the result, and I'm not happy about that goal the last 8 seconds. You can sit there and say the game was over, but we have to take some pride in our game right there, and I'm actually disappointed in that right there. Then I'm disappointed that we gave a shot up in the, right at the center ice faceoff. So those are some things right there that I'm disappointed in. Again, it's we didn't play great tonight. The best line, we had one line with legs, and I thought that was the Fitzgeralds, guys. I don't know what you saw up there.
They were everywhere. Yeah. We agreed.
Well, and that was why we were thinking on that 4-on-4, you put them out there to get some speed, and they were the best players for you tonight.
No, they had jam, and they had passion, and they made plays, and they were a threat, and it was good to see, And but we can't rely on freshmen either,
And you get that third period, Tom, and you get penalty free through the first two, and then St. Cloud obviously is a good power play, but can't take four penalties in the third period like that and hope to win the period.
No, you're exactly right, Biss, and it gets you out of your flow. Sorry about that. I mean, it's probably a short answer right there. I could hear the lull up there. But,
Schultz,
they came in to clean and they threw away something we needed.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a goal in all your time like Nate Arndt scored tonight?
You know what? I'd have to look at it, guys. I know he whacked it out of the air. Maybe not,
And that was thigh to maybe waist high.
Yeah, he's a pretty good athlete, that kid, that's for sure.
Well, talk about a game changer, Tom, the kick-in goal. And I know that we've talked at Sports in the Round before about kicking in and all of that. I mean, it was clearly redirected, but that, in my opinion, is a great hockey play. Is that ever something that's discussed at the rules making, whether the kicking the puck in rule should be, assessed?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I mean, I don't know. We talk about it, but I don't know. I think you have to watch it with a kicking motion. Again, I think they're worried that obviously it can be dangerous, but to me, I'm with you, Biss. We talked about it. It's a skill play, but again, it is what it is right now. I don't want to even get into that discussion right now. I think that's irrelevant.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Beavers fall tonight by the final score of 6-3.